As we told you last hour, violence in downtown Seattle has been shocking so far in 2021. Last year was our greatest murder rate this century, and we've seen lots of violent attacks, including on this woman, Tracy Roberts. She was just trying to beautify a little piece of downtown Seattle on 4th and Blanchard when she was violently, randomly attacked, and Tracy joins us here on the Dori Monson Show. Tracy, I really appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what you were doing in the first place. As I understand it, Tracy, you have for years planted bulbs in the little concrete cutouts around, this was on 4th and Blanchard in downtown Seattle. You plant bulbs so that in a few months, a little beauty can sprout forth from the concrete jungle down there. Is that right?
Yeah. For a number of years, there's a group of volunteers in Belltown, and they get together. And in the fall, they plant bulbs along Bell Street Park between 1st and 5th Avenue. And I do some outreach weekly, which is I've taken a bigger part of this year. Yeah. And I have a Christmas Eve project where I put bags together for a shelter over Christmas. And I was so busy that there were some leftover bulbs that I couldn't plant before Christmas. And so last Thursday, I thought, okay, right, I'm gonna plant some bulbs in Belltown in some just public areas. And I thought this particular corner, just, you know, there's nothing there. It's just dirt. And so I planted some bulbs along Blanchard Street, and then I just went to the end of the block and I started digging some holes and to plant.
Yeah. Well, first of all, what you do is beautiful, and I'm sure it's much appreciated by everybody who passes when those bulbs bloom. You've kind of captured my heart, Tracy, because my oldest daughter, she loves dahlias, and she has been so into dahlia bulbs and planting, so I really appreciate what you're doing downtown. So tell me what happened just randomly as you were planting bulbs a few nights ago.
I was just digging holes and I'd noticed some people walking and a biker had gone by, and just, it was very quiet. I didn't have a radio on. I was just very, just happy. I was thinking, okay, I've got a few more, and dug a hole, put some bulbs in. And then the next thing I know, I just felt something implode in my head, like from the left side of my head. I just felt a massive, like, whack.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. Nothing was said. I didn't see anyone. I was just aware of just, there's this massive, like, pain in the left side of my head. And I fell over to the right-hand side.
And I understand you have 10 fractures in your face and head. Is that right?
Yeah. I found out yesterday at a follow-up appointment with my nurse practitioner that I've got additional fractures in my cheekbone as well. So it's,
oh my gosh,
I've got an orbital blowout. So I've got 4 fractures around the left eye, and then in the sinus centrally, and then shattered on both sides of my nose. And yeah, so my bite's not been right since, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah. Have you since seen the surveillance video? The building behind you captured the attack. Have you seen that now?
I have. I got a call from a friend saying, hey, the footage is online, and just happened to watch it. And it's really odd to see yourself being hit, because I think it helped the fact that I didn't see his foot coming or didn't see him coming at me.
Yeah.
Because I don't have that memory. And so emotionally I've been handling it okay. But there was footage that showed a woman who was kicked on a bus, apparently by the same man who was wearing the same clothes.
Just and, the day before. The police have released a description of this man because they want the public to be on the lookout for him. He's a young African-American or black male. Looks like he might be early to mid-20s, rather thin. He was wearing a hoodie when he attacked you and the woman on the bus. What are your feelings about this complete stranger who rained hell down on you from out of nowhere?
You know what? It's not necessary. It's about the violence. It's not about the color of skin, male or female. It's the fact that he was so indifferent and he had so much violence that he just walked up behind me. He kicked me. He walked forwards a little bit, looked back at me, and then just carried on walking as if nothing happened.
Yeah.
And that's a scary thing. I've been doing volunteering with Outreach for over 2 years now. And I work with people who have substance use disorders, who have mental health issues, and they're economically evicted, and they're struggling on the street. And, you know, there's some really, really good people. And, you know, I strongly believe that you have to take the person for what they are, who's in front of you, and you know, and just be there for them. And I just don't get the violence, you know.
There's no way to make sense out of this. You were planting bulbs.
No,
the woman on the bus was just sitting there. In both times, it's a cheap shot, blindside. And I mean, it sounds like you don't have malice towards this guy, but you want to protect everybody else from him as well. And that's why you're doing this interview with me. You want to get the word out.
Of course. I mean, the next time, I mean, this is violence, and I don't know if he's done it before, if it's just the two, but this is targeting women sitting alone by themselves, coming from behind them and kicking them in the most vulnerable place. I mean, your head, you can, I mean, to me, that's attempted murder.
No,
you
he
know
could have
that
killed
you're going to do
you.
Damage
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
yeah, easily. And my biggest issue is being different with it. He doesn't care, and he doesn't need to be on the street. And if he has some mental health issues, then he needs to be inside, and he can't have access to the street where he can do harm.
Absolutely.
But if he's just violent for the sake of being violent, he needs to be arrested and he needs to go to jail for a long time.
Long, long time.
The next time, he could kill someone.
Yeah, I understand. I really appreciate you helping spread the word about this guy. I'm very sorry. I grew up. It doesn't sound like you grew up here in Seattle, but I did grow up here in Seattle, Tracy, and to see what is happening on the streets of our city is so distressing to me, and I'm sorry for what's happened to you, but you'll be in my prayers for as positive a recovery as is possible.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate you taking the time for this, and I would just urge anyone who knows this man, knows what he is, just to do the right thing. You know, he's violent, and he's possible of doing so much more harm if he's allowed to carry on, so please just call the police and let them know if you know where he is. And
turn him in before he kills somebody. Tracy, all my best to you. Thank you for coming on with me today.
Thank you so much, Dory.
Okay. God bless. That's Tracy, who was brutally, randomly attacked in downtown Seattle while she was planting flowers. Up next in the Big League.